Welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. You know, we'd be very amiss if we didn't talk about the primaries that are occurring right now in the United States. Jimmy, what do you have to say about them?
Well, okay, so in Arizona, Carrie Lake pulled out a victory over, she's strongly supported by the Trump team, pulled out a victory over a very wealthy Republican who tried to identify herself with the same type of America First policies. Actually, she's married to a billionaire. But Carrie Lake, the newscaster that quit the news because of the control on speech and the failures in Arizona and the border, came out victorious in the primary. Blake Masters, another very strongly supported Trump candidate, America First candidate, won the primary there. For the Senate race, Tudor Dixon in Michigan won the race for in the primary for governor, another Trump-supported candidate. Some of these were close races. Some of them were actually, Masters just, crushed it. So we're seeing, again, a very interesting development where anti-Trump Republicans are being sidelined through the primary process. Mm-hmm. The Democrats believe that they may have an advantage by getting Trump-supported candidates as their opponents. And, of course, that is a calculation where they've actually put funding and resources to help support some of those Trump-supported candidates because they think they're going to be weaker. I think that is a catastrophic mistake on the Democratic Party. They're focusing on how they can get Trumpian Republicans in because they think they're going to be weaker, when in fact they've got an internal problem on the Democratic side by having these extreme leftists and people that are supporting Schumer, Pelosi, the incumbents that have voted with Schumer and Pelosi, and for Biden agendas, which are very much disliked by most Americans right now, as we're seeing in the polling. So it's a huge risk. On the Democrats, they think it's going to be an advantage. And the reason why I think they believe it's going to be an advantage is because they're continuing to go against Trump and use the January 6th as their primary vehicle, primary talking point, the insurrection. The unfortunate reality for them is there's a lot of people that just don't trust the electoral system and think that there was something wrong with it. And actually, it's now the majority of our Americans. So I don't think that's going to work for him. I don't think the abortion issue is going to work for him because just not that many people overall get abortions, and trying to pin it as a woman's rights issue is undercut immediately when you talk about, women babies, so female babies. I think there are other issues, inflation, the family, the education issues in America, the border issues, and of course the global situation and the economy are all going to weigh very heavily. And I think consultants are making a bunch of money from both parties, and they're beginning to fail. So,
well, you think the consultants are beginning to fail, Jim?
I am. I'm looking at some of the consultants and some of the decisions, some of the advice that they're giving to some of these candidates. And I think certainly the RINO or the establishment Republican candidates that are trying to stay away from America First, they're losing. Trump candidates are winning. America First candidates are winning. And Democrats are putting money into these races that are helping Trump candidates win, which I think is going to be a big disadvantage in the November election for the Democrats, unless they make some Herculean turnaround right now from the direction of the nation, which it doesn't appear they're going to have any success at.
Define what you mean by a Herculean turnaround.
Well, okay, so we've seen this a little bit, this relief on gas and energy prices just recently. Part of it is a lowering of demand. Part of it is people, just can't afford to drive, so there's less of a demand. And of course, we're talking about futures prices. So there's a lot of questions what's happening out there, and it looks like maybe the supply has increased a little bit, but then the administration the Biden regime actually says that the EPA is going to start flying over the Permian Basin, the largest oil and gas producing area in the country, and start penalizing these companies for methane emissions in those areas. That's obviously attacking U.S. energy. In this this bill they're trying to jam through for their, quote, inflation reduction, which is a total BS cover for their green agenda, they are going to increase green spending, which is going to probably impact inflation significantly, which won't help them at all. And you're seeing this softening in the housing market, which is going to impact the economy. And in spite of the numbers of that just came out today on employment, which are up and higher than expectations, they're only now, for the first time since the lockdown, since COVID lockdowns, the initial COVID lockdowns, that they finally caught up to where we were in 2020. So I don't think, you know, there's a lot to be said that's great right now. I think there's a lot of problems that we're facing. I don't think the advisors that are trying to play these political games are doing anybody any good for their candidates, as they're losing across the board. And we'll see how it pans out. But it looks to me like they're still, the Democrats are in a big difficult situation.
Well, I don't know. I would maintain that the election would be very interesting if some of the plans that Biden has for the country come through. But now, I want to be careful and say it's not necessarily Biden's plans, but let's call it the plans of the Democratic Party if they come true. I would maintain, and I think this is a good way to wrap up the show in the sense that we've got about 2.5 minutes left. I would maintain that the election would be I don't think it's even going to be close right now, but I would maintain that the election would be a lot closer if, for example, oil prices drop significantly from where they are right now, which is about $105 a barrel, and which puts the equation for me to fill up my car with gas. I have to start doing it for $4.50 a gallon, and people think that that's, you know, a good deal. I don't think it's a good deal because it cost me $80 to fill up my car. Point number one. Point number two. In terms of the emotional issues, the abortion issue, for example, the equal rights in marriage issue. If those things were straightened out, perhaps that would make the election a little bit more interesting. I don't think they will be straightened out personally. And then the thing with the prescription drugs coming from China and the chips coming primarily from the United States, if that in fact became a fact, I think we'd have an interesting election, but I don't think any of those things are going to happen.
I got to agree with you here, Al. I just don't see how they're going to make that, you know, this complete change. And they aren't, that's the problem. It's not even like they're working towards trying to make them a big complete
right.
change. And, of course, you know, we haven't even talked about the border issues.
No.
And we haven't talked about the, you know, the education issues in schools and this gender ideology training that's put out there. And then, of course, the division out there with the racial identity and racial politics.
Right.
These things people are frustrated with, and they see past most of the BS. The problem is some people will see what the talking point is, and they're going to try and, you know, that's what this government right now is attempting to use to direct themselves.
Yep.
Is talking points.
Right.
The talking points don't last very long.
Well, what else do they have, Jimmy? What else do they have?
Well, that's it. That's the problem. They are pushing an agenda that is not popular with the American people, and that's primarily a green agenda and a socialist agenda. And anti-police. You know, there's a lot of frustration with the violence out there in local. You know, so pushing those agendas, it's trying to gain power through control. I don't think it's going to work for them.
hard to say, hey, you guys, I'm really glad that we're back with you again this weekend. We, both Jim and I needed a couple of weeks off or a week off or whatever it was. We really needed that. We've been working pretty hard on this particular show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week and we'll be back with Daily Editorial.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.